kind of motion, you know, I would do. So you would, you would stay after you play that thing, the B flat thing. I would start with a solo that's gonna stay in F, like it's gonna go to F since we are in C minor. And this is kind of like, I'm using the Ushak makam in this one, which is, for those of you who don't know, it's the second degree of the minor scale is a little, it's a little lower. I'm talking about like a natural minor. It's a little lower, and the sixth degree, it's the sixth degree is, it's a little higher. So the second degree is Re, right? In C is D. It's gonna be between D and D flat, kind of, let's say. This is D flat, this is the quarter. So I use directly that. Yeah, I think that the fingering can help, yes.
How are you?
I'm doing both.
So.
To be able to use fingerings, for example, for the saxophone or the clarinet, I don't know. If the trumpet can use different fingerings. You can. Oh, you have it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, different horns are different. They're all different. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So I don't know. So it can work. But more importantly than that, for example, if I play it directly straight, it sounds, but it's not that feeling. So it has to be that note has to be more ambiguous in a way. It should be kind of in the middle of somewhere. It should have the center, but not really. So. Do you want to try that? Do you want to try it with the fingers that you were using? See, I think, how would you do it normally?
Well, I also bend it a bit.
Yeah, but if you do this, if you bend it, it's too low then. Yeah, it should be somewhere in the middle. Yeah. If you do that, if you bend too much, then it's low. And it's not. So be careful how you... There is a difference between bending, like going down with the intonation, and giving a little bit of vibrato, which is like very, you know? So I think that's very... If you want to bend it, then you go with D, straight D. Oh yeah, I can do it like that too. I like to go with the fingers. Then you can bend it. Yeah. Anyway, so that's the we were talking about the makam, which is, you know, Ushak, and it's the second note is second degree is a little lower, the sixth degree is a little up. So the sixth degree is right. So it's a little higher. So the scale would sound. That's the Ushak mode. That's right. Fingering. I've really broke my hand with this one. But I use it a lot.
Here I use it.
With the third one, and you know, I'm using this for this. And then, you know what the hardest thing is? The third here? No, usual, you know, like I play our B flat and hold this. Yeah. And then the hardest thing is to go to B flat after that. You have to be, you know, that. But I got used to it. Yeah, I had problems with my thumb when I was doing it a lot. But of course you can do it with B. But I don't like that sound for some reason. I don't know. But I do it with this. But up you can do it with this. Yeah. So anyway, that's the scale that I would use in this one. After I do that. Well, I'm kind of making a little statement. And my statement has to finish, in my opinion, here in F. Like, yeah, it has to make the first statement in F. That's what usually happens with Ushak Magam. Of course, you can play. Yeah, you can be in C, but I like to develop it. I like to go to F. My first note to be F. So I would start from G. This is my first statement. It's a clear statement. It's a very classic statement. Of course, you can change the note. You can do something else. But I think this is a very typical. Of course, if you do it with your feelings, it's not typical. But it's a statement that usually is done, and it sounds good. Right.